Well, this is a comment by someone who has been suspended in the party and who is going to appear before a disciplinary committee and who has a very, very bad case against him. The Zimbabweans know that President Tsvangirai has done everything in his power to make sure that the people of Zimbabwe live better lives. President Tsvangirai got into the inclusive government for three things. Firstly, to fix the economy of Zimbabwe and bring basic commodities to the shelves. People of Zimbabwe saw an improved economy when President Tsvangirai was prime minister. Also, he went in to make sure that we have a new constitution. We had a new constitution. And he also went in to make sure that the level of violence were reduced. That was done. So President Tsvangirai is a success. He was a success while in the ZCTU. He was a success while he was heading the regional trade union body, the Southern African Trade Union Congress. So he is a man with a solid background. He has never sold out anyone. He is committed to the cause. I'm personally proud of being a follower of President Tsvangirai. The fact that somebody has been brought before disciplinary proceedings does not mean that those who are bringing him are dictators. Certainly not. If a person is a Democrat, they face their charges and they are cleared. But to say President Tsvangirai is useless and so on by a person who was appointed by President Tsvangirai, by a person who was actually supposed to be advisor to the president, it shows that President Tsvangirai was so unlucky to have advisors who were actually selling him out.
So now, does it mean that the dispute in the MTC is still continuous? We thought everything was over, you know, but this guy is saying another thing now.
Well, President Tsvangirai is very serious. We launched two operations, Operation Dzokakumusha, which means come back home, and Operation Sungam Sangano, which means blew the organization. He is very serious. He has invited people to the big tent. Some have come, some have snapped. But the fact that one person does not want to reconcile, one person wants to fight, one person wants to take an opportunity of the Democrats of the MDC just denigrate the former prime minister is one of those things you will find in a revolution. In any revolution, there will be people who will sell out the person who is leading. It happened in 1979. It happened everywhere. Selling out is as old as the Bible. So it is regrettable that if really Honorable Mangoma said that, because it is uncalled for. And he was one of the negotiators for President Tsvangirai. And no wonder why the Global Political Agreement was not a good agreement. Maybe it was negotiated by people who did not want it to succeed.